Good evening. This is Akashvani Kohima. I'm Jonas Yantan with Evening News. The headlines. Center says all arrangements put in place for counting of votes for Lok Sabha polls. Nagaland CEO Vyasa Nar says security measures, machineries and manpower put in place for vote counting beginning from 8 a.m. tomorrow. NPCC says Congress will contest in the upcoming ULP elections across all seats without forming alliances. And Lepsung Chipa, Jameer first in Nagaland, become life member of the National B Board. Now the news in detail. All arrangements have been put in place for counting of votes for Lok Sabha polls tomorrow. The counting for assembly polls will also be held on the same day. The counting will begin from 8 a.m. General elections were held from 19th of April to 1st of June 2024 in 7 phases. Election Commission has said that accounting trends and results will be available on ECI website at results.eci.gov.in as well as on Voter Helpline app. The Voter Helpline app can be downloaded from Google Play Store or Apple Play Store. The Commission added that the comprehensive instructions for counting arrangements, procedure of counting of votes, and storage of EVMs and VVPATs are already available on its website. All preparations have been made to ensure smooth counting of votes in Nagaland tomorrow. Chief Electoral Officer, CEO Nagaland, Vyasan R, told Akashvani News Kohima today that the counting will begin from 8 a.m. in all the 15 district headquarters and ADC headquarters Pugoputo, as well as in the returning office at Commissioner Nagaland Kohima. He informed that the postal ballots will be counted first and added that there are around 6,000 odd postal ballots. Vyasan informed that there will be 61 counting halls and one counting hall per assembly segment. In all, there will be 397 counting tables for counting EVMs and 12 tables for counting postal ballots, stating that number of tables and rounds will vary from one assembly segment to the other. The CEO said maximum number of tables will be for 40 Pandari Assembly Constituency and 4 Kaspani 1, with 11 counting tables each, while the maximum number of rounds will be 13 in Kifre for 60 Bungro Kifre Assembly Constituency, and the least number of rounds will be 2 in 27 Mukukchung Town Assembly Constituency. On security measures, he said respective SPs have come out with detailed security plan in consultation with deputy commissioners to ensure peaceful counting. He said a three-tier security system have been put in place to secure EVMs which are kept in the strong rooms at 16 different locations across the state. Vyasan said the outermost cordon of the security will be guarding the counting centers, which will be manned by the state police. The second will be guarded by the state armed police, and the third tier will be manned by central armed police forces. The CEO said the strong rooms will be opened in the presence of the candidates and their agents where the candidates are not available. Vyasan further said strict instructions have been issued wherein security will check the identity of a person going inside the counting centers. While second tier frisking will also be mandatory, only media personnel having media passes issued from the ECI will be allowed to enter the counting centers. Nagaland Pradesh Congress Committee Chairman Yanga Longoma today said that the Congress Party will contest in the upcoming urban local body elections across all seats without forming any alliances. Addressing a press conference in Dimapur today, he said that the party plans to prioritize women and youth candidates in these elections. Longoma also asserted that the exit polls of the BJP for Lok Sabha elections 2024 are fabricated and intended to undermine actual verdict. Longoma expressed confidence that the India bloc will secure a majority with a minimum of 295 seats. He clarified that any partnership with regional parties, including NDPP, will be determined by the central government if India bloc comes to power. The NPCC chairman also said that Supung Meren has been promised a ministerial position if India bloc wins at the center. Lebsen Jibar Jameer has been inducted as a life member of National Bee Board on the Ministry of Agriculture and Farmers Welfare, Government of India. During a Thanksgiving program held to honor Jameer today, he exuded happiness to represent the community and said that the accomplishment is a testament of the collective efforts and support of many who remain behind the scene. Jameer is the first in Nagaland to become a life member in the board. This news comes to you from Akashvani, Kohima. You can also listen to this news bulletin on News On Air app and YouTube channel AIR News Kohima. In view of the counting process of votes for general election to the Lok Sabha 2024 to be held tomorrow, meetings and trainings were conducted in different districts today. Counting observers from Election Commission of India, Manoj Chakraborty from West Bengal and T. Batmavati from Telangana held meetings with assistant returning officials under Kohima district. Deputy Commissioner Kohima Kumar Ramnikant briefed the preparation done for counting process. Randomization of counting supervisors, counting assistants, micro-observers, tabulators and computer assistants were reviewed by the observers. Strong rooms and counting halls were surveyed. In Mon counting observers, Madhavi Sardeshmukh, Babu and Somnya and Gaura briefed on the roles and responsibilities of micro-observers and described them as the eyes and hands of observers. Meanwhile, additional Deputy Commissioner and ARO PEC, Rufu Kuto Noti, informed that Nandu Chaitaram Betse and M. Koperun Devi have been deployed as counting observers for PEC district. Deputy Commissioner and DEO Kifre also informed all presiding officers to be stationed in the district headquarters on counting day in case of seeking clearance or any discrepancies that may arise during the process in their respective assigned polling stations. Further, counting observer for Bukoputo, Siddharth Yadav, and ECI officials, along with ADC and DEO, Tia Merin Chung, convened the second and final phase training for counting supervisors, counting assistants, and main tabulator. Regional News Unit Akashvani Kohima will bring a special program on trends and analysis of Lok Sabha election 2024 results tomorrow. A two-hour live discussion on the trends and analysis of the election results will be broadcast from 12 p.m. onwards with experts from various fields, while an early election results update will also be broadcast in Nagamis and English at 9 a.m., 11 a.m., 11:55 a.m., 3 p.m., 4 p.m., and 5 p.m. This special election results program can be listened from Akashvani Kohima FM channel 103 MHz and News On Air. Nagaland Police has issued clarification regarding social media posts creating confusion on the amount of TA or DA for Nagaland Police Jawans on election duty. In a clarification, Nagaland DGP said that as per ROP 2017, Group C deployed outside the state was 1,500 rupees. However, with revision of the rate of duty allowance outside the state has been reduced to 550 rupees. The police clarified that this has been done in view of ration, transportation and accommodation provided free of charge to the uniformed personnel on duty. Additional Deputy Commissioner Perin Japet Watch has informed the public that National Highway 129A, which is under construction connecting Perin Town and Jaluki Town, has been blocked due to heavy landslide near Old Jaluki Village. In this regard, the ADC has advised commuters to take the diversion road through Old Perin Jaluki Road from Perin Town to Upper Jaluki and vice versa. And now to end the news, here are the headlines again. Centre says all arrangements put in place for counting of votes for Lok Sabha polls. Nagaland CEO Vyasan R says security measures, machineries and manpower put in place for vote counting beginning from 8 a.m. tomorrow. MP Sisi says Congress will contest in the upcoming ULP elections across all seats without forming alliances. And Lebsen Jibar Jameer, first in Nagaland to become life member of the National Bee Board. That is all we have in this evening news bulletin. Good night.